We were open to ideas of diversification because we were only quite a small farm. In the 70s, the wine industry was moving from the Swan Valley to more southern areas, and it was suggested that Esperance may have possibilities, and so we put some vines in.
And 27, 28 years later, you're really still the only commercial winery in the region. Why do you think that is?
Mostly because of the market, Tara. Esperance is a fairly small centre, and although we get quite a lot of travelling visitors, the market is quite small, and it's very difficult to establish a market unless you've got some great natural advantages. And even some of the best producing areas in the country send their wine finishes up elsewhere for marketing rather than marketing it on site.
So tell us what you've got in the ground and I suppose what you produce.
We initially planted Shiraz and Riesling as indicator varieties for the potential for the region. Since then, we've expanded the vineyard from 1 hectare to 3 hectares. We produce about 20 tonnes of grapes on 6 different varieties, and we produce about 12 to 15,000 bottles of wine a year.
Tell us about the first vintage.
First potential vintage was 1986, and the fruit was coming along very nicely, and I'd been over in the vineyard one day and happened to get called away, and I was coming back, but I didn't, and the gate got left open and the sheep ate the 86 vintage.
Has Jen let you forget about that?
I didn't take any photographs at the time, and yeah, I'm starting to get over it just recently.
Now, of course, yourself and your wife, Jen, both have a cellar door here as well. And it's opening weekend, but it may be one of your last. Tell us about, I suppose, how you've got to this point.
It's been obviously a fairly long journey, but we had our wines made under contract for the first 11 years. We probably got the cellar door going a bit more when we started actually making our wines here ourselves, which happened from the 98 vintage onwards. And we have some great conversations with some terrific people, and we really enjoy that side of it.
You've been doing this for so long, but I suppose you've got to a stage in your life where you're going to move on as well. So is this going to be the last vintage that you and Jen produce?
Yes, 2013 will be our last vintage of production. We still do have some wines which we'll be marketing over the next 2 or 3 years, but this will be our last year of production, and we'll become gentlemen or gentleperson graziers.
So what's going to happen to the vineyard, to the grapes?
Unfortunately, I don't see too many viable ways of anybody else taking it on. As a standalone business, it is far too small, and it would require somebody with an amount of knowledge and expertise as well as a lot of passion and perhaps fairly realistic expectations of how much money they may make out of it.
It's not lining your pockets with gold, Tom?
It's allowed us to stay here, Tara, which has been largely the purpose of the exercise, being a fairly small farming property. We have needed other income, but it has worked for us particularly well.
Now, the Esperance region really does take ownership of the wines that you and Jenny produce. So what sort of reaction are you getting from the community that this will be the last vintage?
I had a lot of people express disappointment that we will be not producing wine anymore. And certainly for us, we regret that as well, because we've had fantastic support from local people, consumers, and also those who have helped us in the operation of the winery and the vineyard. We've had incredible support, and local people have taken quite a bit of ownership of the enterprise. So it's a certain amount of disappointment, but life goes on. Nothing's forever.
Do you think it could be possible that someone could come in and contract grow the grapes themselves, or is it not viable enough with the number of vines that are here?
No, I think they'd really need to have a complementary enterprise, and they'd need to have a passion for doing it.
We're talking about that passion. Jen's over in the cellar door. Shall we go and have a look and see what she's up to?
Sure, let's go.
So, Jenny, we're over in the cellar door. Tell us what I suppose your favourite bit's been over the last 25 years running the vineyard.
The holidays. No, not really. The camaraderie and the friendship with the girls that have come. And we've made really good friends with some of the women around here that have come and helped us with the picking. That's been really good. We've made it into a fun day in many ways. Yeah, we'll miss that. And I think some of the girls will too. The other parties, cellar door, you know, I don't think I've met too many undesirables because, you know, those sorts of people don't usually wander out to a winery in the back of nowhere.
It must be one of the most remote cellar doors.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you going to miss the least?
The work. Yeah, and waiting for Tom. I'm going to spend the next God knows how long waiting for Tom to get over it all and realise that he doesn't have to work 12 hours a day.
Well, we're looking around the cellar door here and of course we can see the big steel vats and a lot of infrastructure. What are you going to do with it all?
That's a good question. I don't know. Put it on a truck. Like you do the old cows. Dunno, not my problem really. Tom will work that out.
Now, Tom, of course, we've had quite a lot of rain in the Esperance region in 2013, so how did the grapes respond?
Yes, the rain started at the beginning of March, Tara, as you would recall, and they didn't stop. So we'd had our white grapes off by the end of February, which was a little bit earlier than it sometimes is, but once it started raining, we kind of hoped it might fine up, but we finished up not picking a red grape. But no, a bit of a shame to go out with a bit of a whimper in terms of how the vintage was. But the white vintage was good and the previous two red vintages have been very good. So no, we're pretty happy with the way things have tailed off.
You've had quite a bit of success with a number of your wines. Tell us, I suppose, what the highlight's been.
The local response to it and the local, if you like, pride in it and the way people have taken it on as theirs, that's blown us away on more than one occasion. And when we topped the West Australian Wine Show, the response of the locals was just, wow. And that's a beautiful memory. That is really, that's so special. And if we'd been millionaires and had a big flash winery, and it wouldn't have worked. It wouldn't have been like that, would it? Small is beautiful.